Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is one of my great friends out on the trail, Marty Stone. And Marty, you started the year with a bang, and you've had a phenomenal year.
Terry, I appreciate that. The year is sort of, in a lot of respects, it was phenomenal. But to myself, I still feel like there's a lot to come. The Harris win, it started out the year right. But the Harris win wasn't what got this thing started. It was my readjustment of my attitude, my preparation, my planning, everything that took place over a year before that tournament. I was not pleased where my fishing was at. I wasn't pleased with my preparation. The effort wasn't where I needed it to be able to compete on this level. And I rededicated, and I said, it's time to get this thing right. You know, I'm dedicated to working out. I'm dedicated to spending a lot of time on water. I'm dedicated to do what it takes to be able to compete at this high of a level. And the bar keeps getting raised every year. You know, I look back at the year, and I won a tournament. I made the Classic, and that's a pretty decent year. But there were some tournaments this year that I let some fish get away from me that I shouldn't have, and it cost me. It cost me an angle to year race. I was only 174 points out of that thing, and I couldn't have been more happy because Gerald won it, and that's just a part of me won that, too, with him, because I know how closely we work together. But it also told me, hey, you make a few more small adjustments, a few more improvements, keep working hard, keep spending time on the water, then maybe some great things like that can happen to myself. I mean, to me, that's the ultimate title in bass fishing, and that's the one I want. Before I walk away from this thing, that's the one title I want.
Well, there's no question you're a great angler and always have been a great angler. But now, you know, the focus, and you talk about that, you know, the weightlifting, the training, the being out on the water, and then also the great sponsors now. You know, I look at your shirt, Marty, and you think about, hey, man, look at the great sponsors this guy's got. That doesn't come easy either, and there's a lot of commitment there as well.
You know, it's really been a team effort. It's been several years of getting this group, and Mercury sort of finalized the whole deal there. I'm with a company there that wants me, and that means a lot. And you know, to me, I've got a big four that I'm thankful for: the Lucky Craft, the Sitco, the Triton, and the Mercury's, and all the others. All the others are part of this as well. But the four right there they've taken it over the top. And Sitco told us early on, they said, guys, you do something worth bragging about, and we'll brag. You can't hardly pick up a publication of anything that Sitco and Lucky Craft as well doesn't have us in those publications. So those guys are living up to their end of the bargain, and it really makes you feel good that you know if you do your job, you're going to get that kind of exposure, and you can also get everyone else you're associated with that exposure. That's been the beauty of those companies. They've sort of let me take my whole team with them and benefit from what the Sitcos and the Lucky Craft and the guys like that do. So, yeah, I'm at a place that I'm not even looking for a sponsor anymore. If something shows up, then that's great, but I'm at peace with where I'm at as far as that goes, and that has really helped my fishing settle down and me be able to get after it.
You know, the American way, how much better is the story? You work hard, you're dedicated, you do well, and people come and they're able to support you. That's exactly what the American thing's about. And, you know, you can see it in fishing probably more so than a lot of other businesses. You look at the guy that goes out and works his butt off and really gets out there, works hard for his sponsors, gets out there and does the job, then performs when he gets the opportunity. That's who they're looking for.
You always want to think that's true, but you also got to give them that same effort even when you're not catching them, because this thing is such a vicious cycle. You, no matter how hard I work and how hard I prepare, there's going to be tournaments where I don't, but that's when you really got to give the extra effort to the sponsors, because that's what gets you over the top there. But it's nice to be with people that you know you don't have to catch them every single tournament. I'm not with a group of people that are looking back and I'm only as good as my last tournament, because you're going to have highs and you're going to have lows in this thing. You just hope to stay in a very mid-level deal. But the thing I owe them, each and every one of them, not only sponsors, the sports, the fans, my family, is I owe them the effort that it takes to stay out here, and that's 110% when my boat's in the water or when I'm preparing for one of these things. And that's the part of the focus that I'm really enjoying and I'm able to give now. And if it ever gets to that I can't give that, then I'll step away.
Well, you got a real good buddy. You guys fish all together. He won the Angler of the Year this year. You know, when it's almost synonymous. When you hear Gerald Swindle, you hear Marty Stone. That is really a neat deal, because you guys have really dedicated yourselves to helping each other out on a trail, and that has come into big dividends for both of you.
You know, there's a sense of accountability. There's been a lot of relationships I've seen go and come out here, and we've been very fortunate. I'm not going to say ours hasn't been bumpy. It's like any other marriage. I'm sure there's been the hiccups with it, too. But he's my best friend. There's also a degree of, as I said before, accountability in the fact that if I'm at home working out and he's not, I'm going to call him and say, man, I had a great chest day. What did you do today? And then the guilt starts getting in. All right, man, I spent this time on the water, and here's what I've been doing back at home. He's like, okay. Or he calls me up, man, I just fished a Wednesday night wildcatter. I don't want to be the one at home sitting there eating Oreo cookies on and flipping the tube and everything. We're doing things. We're doing things to make each other better. And we're 8 hours away. We talk every day. Our wives are about ready to kill us. But it's all about accountability. He pushes me to be better. I push him to be better. The biggest thing with us, like at tournaments, if he comes with 18, I want to come in with 20. And it's not because I want to beat him. It's because I don't want to have to lean on him so hard. I don't want to be the guy that has a roommate that comes in with 18 and I come in 4 and then look at him and go, man, I have nothing to give this group. I always want something to give, and I think he's the same way. You know, but it's nice to know that if I did have the 4 and he had the 18, that he's going to be truthful enough with me to be able to help me and get me on the right page. But we got a degree of accountability that just pushes each other harder and harder every day, every minute. And there's no waste of time at home, business-wise. We're constantly striving to do the best job we can for our sponsors because we share so many of the same. And we push each other on the water.
Well, you're one of these guys also that like to tinker. You know, I know you've designed a lot of baits for a lot of companies, Gambler being one of them. And, I, you know, you look at those baits and you look at how, you know, intricate they can be. And that's really part of it, too, isn't it? You're getting out there, you're trying to find those products that work for you, ones you're comfortable with, and you're starting to find those pretty well, too.
You know, I'm really fortunate. The companies that I'm with that I do my fishing with, and I'm either a flipper or a pitcher or throwing some type of crankbait or top water, I'm with two of the best companies out there. Gambler with their soft plastics and their jigs and the spinner baits, which I had a lot of input with the spinner baits. Lucky Craft with their CB series. It's just been an integral part of what we do. The Sammy series is one of my favorite top water baits. I'm with companies that I believe in their product, and it's made my fishing a whole lot better. It's nice to know that I can reach down in my box and pull out a bait that I'm sponsored by, and I've got the potential to win. And I think Harris Chain was living proof of that. I won with a Gambler spinnerbait. I won with a Gambler worm, and I actually found those fish on a Lucky Craft crankbait. And things change. So I had a whole, it was like a grand slam for my whole sponsoring that. But it's because I'm with companies that make great product.
Well, you know, you look at some of the product now. I mean, 10 years ago we had products. They were mass produced. They were products that, you know, you boy, they just rough a lot of times. Man, now they look like a live bait.
You know, it's funny with the Lucky Craft. When they first come out, it was all about $15 baits. No one wanted to pay it. Now we can't keep them on the shelf because what people realize is you can buy one $15 bait and they always work. Or you can go out and spend and buy $25 baits, and out of that 20, you'll be lucky if you get 3 of them to run. So the stuff we have is quality, and that's made a huge difference.
Marty, it's always great to see you. I know the Angler of the Year is in your future, and the Bassmaster Classic win's not too far from there either.
Terry, we're going to work hard. Now, the one thing I can promise, whether I win those titles or not, the effort will always be there.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.